going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Did you know that you can bring things into your home on your shoes that could impact the health of your household? Let's find out more. I'm joined now by Dr. Isha McConkie, family medicine physician with OSF Healthcare in Alton. Dr. McConkie, thank you for your time this morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
The first thing I think of this time of year is obviously allergens. Are we tracking those things in on our shoes?
Oh, absolutely. Allergens like pollen and mold spores definitely hitch rides on our shoes.
You know, I was really curious reading the article that came out from OSF. I did not realize that there, along with allergens, all other kinds of bacteria and things that we do track into our homes on our shoes.
Oh, absolutely. So bacterial, viral infections, especially like salmonella, which causes a really bad stomach bug. We've got pesticides, chemicals, especially in this area. We have parasites as well, hookworms, roundworms. All of these things can live on your shoes and they end up on our floors.
How do we pick them up?
Well, just walking around, really. We get them from soil. We get them from outdoor surfaces. Most of the time, if it hasn't rained in a while, you're going to have a much higher load as well. There's not a lot you can do to avoid it.
Now, I know for us, we typically leave our shoes at the door. Is that enough of a measure to keep it from coming into our homes?
Well, no, but I do want to give you kudos for doing that. I mean, that's a really great thing that you can do. The next thing, though, is you're going to have to clean those shoes regularly because it's going to track inside eventually. The main thing, though, is cleaning the floors. So you need to use things like bleach, unfortunately. I would dilute it, but I would really get the surfaces of the shoes as well as the floors regularly if you have pets or small children.
So bleach, things like Lysol or even just some wipes that we might use wouldn't do the trick?
No. See, the problem is the main things that you're worried about are MRSA and like C. diff or Clostridium. Those actually make spores, and that spore can live for months on dry surfaces. So the only thing that kills that usually is bleach or hydrogen peroxide.
Is it to the point, like this time of year when people are outside more, that we should leave our shoes even outside in the garage or on the porch?
Yeah, that's actually what we do at our house. We keep all, once I've learned all of this information, I kept all our shoes outdoors. We have slippers that we wear around the house. We clean the shoes regularly. I would say every day we're wiping down doorknobs and high-touch surfaces when I have small children around. But you only need to do the floors maybe once a week or so.
You know, when you say small children, that makes me think, you know, my kids are older. But boy, when you have kids crawling around, putting things in their mouths, this is probably even more critical, right?
Absolutely, yes. They are very at risk for these infections. So a lot of times adults who have normal immune systems, even if they're exposed to these bugs, they're not going to get sick. But you got to worry about your pets and small children and people with compromised immune systems. They can get very ill.
Now, the one question I have about this, though, is does this create an environment that's too clean and it's kind of a rough cycle where maybe you aren't building up that immunity?
Yeah, I mean, that is an excellent question. And I have to be honest with you, there is still so much research that needs to be done in that area. For me, what I've decided is that in my home, I'm okay with keeping that area clean. So when I'm outside, I'm not real particular about what my kids put in their mouths, I'll be honest. You know, we play in the dirt. But when we're in our home, when we're eating, when we're bathing and sleeping, that space should be kept clean.
Now, someone may be thinking, okay, you do this for your family, but what if you have guests come in your home? How do you handle this?
Yeah, I mean, there's no one right answer for that, right? We all have to use our own personality and our own skills. For me, I'm a doctor, so it's a little easier for me to be like, hey, you don't even want to know what's on those shoes, and I don't want it in my house. And if I want to be weird, I even can pull up pictures. This is what MRSA looks like. And I also had someone die from it in the past. So keep your shoes in the garage for me.
No, you know, we talk about our shoes, but for those of us that have pets, are they tracking these things in as well?
Yes, that's an excellent point. So that's where those little wipes, pet wipes, can be very helpful. And this is a personal decision, but if it's something that you want to keep clean in your home, you do need to wipe off your pet's paws every time they come in the house. For me, I just do a good bath once a week and I'm content with that, but everyone has to make the decision for their family.
Now, could you go over again, you know, the ways that we should be cleaning both the floors and our shoes to try to help?
Yeah, for sure. So for me, we do daily cleaning of high touch surfaces. So doorknobs, light switches, countertops, and bathroom fixtures. Just a quick wipe with like a hydrogen peroxide wipe once a day. And we all take turns doing this. It's not that big of a deal. But then once a week, you do need to do all of the floors. Mainly for me, I just do it in the places where we're eating and sleeping. It doesn't have to be the entire home. And that's going to be more on the bottom of our shoes. We just do like a dilute bleach surface, bleach wipe. And then we also do it on the floors where we eat and sleep.
No, not all of us have, for example, hardwood or hard surface floors throughout our home. What do we do about carpet?
Yeah, excellent question. So honestly, in my carpeted areas, I vacuum with a really good HEPA filter and I make sure I keep that filter clean. And even if you don't have a HEPA filter, whenever you're vacuuming and you have pets or young children or you're really worried about keeping things clean, clean that filter. A lot of people don't do that. Get in the filter, really wipe it down, and you can use bleach on the filter, let it air dry, and then when you're vacuuming with that, you're going to get much better results.
So this brings up even more questions for me. I'm thinking about the throw rugs that I keep around the house. Is it okay to throw those in our washing machine when they then may come in contact with our clothes?
Yeah. That's what I do. I mean, you got to look at the tags. Some throw rugs aren't as cleanable, but if you've got those little ones that are, yeah. And I actually put a tiny bit of bleach in as well. It's not going to make a big problem with the color if you use a small amount.
All right, doctor. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it this morning.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You as well. That is Dr. Isha McConkey, family medicine physician with OSF Healthcare in Alton.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.